Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the Revamped Fantasy Bites podcast. I'm your host, Sam Pascoe, and each episode we're going to take a look at the top players, injuries, and notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. Today we're looking at the NFL Week 5 pickups and value meter, along with some key injury notes from Wednesday. Then we'll go over the top performers for Major League Baseball's division round. Finally, we'll wrap up with a look at some notable college football players to pick up for Week 6. To find out more on any of these topics, head over to rotowire.com and sign up for a free trial. NFL Week 5 action begins this week, and the Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers are on their bye. The Titans-Bills game, along with the Patriots-Broncos game, are at risk of postponement or cancellation due to COVID-19 infections. With that in mind, Jeff Erickson ranks Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, and Patrick Mahomes as his top three quarterbacks for this week's value meter. Note that Patrick Mahomes was limited by the Patriots defense last week over the first half of the game, but he did recover for 2 second-half touchdowns on that Monday night matchup. For running backs, Alvin Kamara, Zeke Elliott, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire round out the top five. One sleeper pick to check out is Joe Mixon, who ranks 11th on his list. Mixon finally had a big game, which included 6 catches, 151 rushing yards, and a total of 39 FanDuel points. For wide receivers, the top 3 picks are Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, and Amari Cooper. The sleeper pick here is Devontae Parker of the Miami Dolphins, who's currently ranked at 17th on the list, as he shook off an early ankle injury to post a 110-yard day last Sunday. Top tight ends include George Kittle, Travis Kelce, and Mark Andrews, while the top kicker is the Ravens' Justin Tucker. Moving into Week 5 pickups, Kevin Payne writes that the waiver wire is looking pretty thin at the moment. Teddy Bridgewater and Phillip Rivers make up secondary targets at the quarterback position, while Chargers running back Joshua Kelly and Justin Jackson are primary targets for running backs. LA will be without Austin Eckler for the next 4 to 6 weeks, bringing up an even bigger workload for the duo. For wide receivers, don't be sleeping on Broncos wideout Tim Patrick. He's a Hail Mary pick here, but he has a type of upside if he can repeat his Thursday night performance against the New York Jets. Patrick caught 6 passes for 113 yards and a touchdown on that Thursday night game. With Cortland Sutton out with an injury, Patrick has 21 targets through the first 4 games. Moving into notable NFL injuries, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson sat out practice Wednesday with a knee issue that isn't considered serious. The report notes that Jackson was held out for practice for precautionary reasons, which led to Robert Griffin III handling first-team reps at quarterback. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold said Wednesday that he doesn't know whether his AC joint sprain is a one-week injury or if he'll need more recovery time. He's already been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Cardinals, but his status for Week 6 and beyond is now more muddled. Joe Flacco will start in place of the injured Darnold. Moving into Major League Baseball, Yankees slugger Giancarlo Stanton extended his home run streak to 5 straight postseason games. He was 2-for-4 with a 2-run home run in the Game 3 loss to Tampa Bay on Wednesday. On the other side of that game, Tampa Bay Rays outfielder Kevin Kiermaier also went 2-for-4, but with a home run, a double, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs in the win. The 30-year-old gave the Rays a comfortable lead in the 4th inning when he crushed a first-pitch curveball from Masahiro Tanaka 373 feet to right field. Finally, taking a look at the Week 6 college football action, Nick Gray's list Houston quarterback Clayton Toon as one key player to target. Toon has a stud wide receiver option in Marquez Stevenson, and opposing Tulane showed that they have a leaky defense as Navy came back to beat them in Week 4. It looks like this game will have a ton of points with the total set at 59.5. Moving from the AAC to the ACC, Notre Dame true freshman tight end Michael Mayer is a deep sleeper pick as he just has 4 catches for 43 yards on 6 targets through the first 2 games. but he's facing a horrible Florida State team this week, which makes for an ideal matchup for the 6'5", 235 tight end. Tune in tomorrow as we begin to preview the decisive Game 5 of the NBA Finals, key DFS plays for Thursday Night Football featuring Tom Brady and the Buccaneers against the Chicago Bears, as long as other notes around the fantasy world. I'm your host, Sam Pasco, and this has been Fantasy Bites.